Rebekah's curse. Genesis 27:12. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. What a curse she did bring. Rebekah taught her son to lie. What a terrible thing to teach your children to do. Children already born with a sin nature need no help whatsoever to lie or to do evil. Rebekah, as his mother, taught him it was okay to lie to get what you want. What a dangerous thing for children to learn. There are many wives today, no doubt, that teach their children to lie to dad. I've heard of mothers helping daughters to lie to fathers about what they wear out when they go somewhere. Or worse yet, conspiring and scheming with their children against dad's rules. No matter how wrong Isaac was for giving his blessing to Esau, God would have stopped it or did another way. He never sanctioned these lies. They are not written for our imitation, but for our admonition. So then mothers that teach their children deceit and teach them against their father's authority need not wonder why they grow up and turn on them. Be careful that you do not teach your children to put down other people and speak ill of them. Be careful about that, because they will grow up to do the same. It will be Rebekah's curse that you teach them to do something wrong and sanction them in the wrong. Rebekah taught her son to scheme against his father to get what he wanted. Rebekah actually planned the deception herself. What disrespect she showed to her husband. What lack of faith she showed in her God. She destroyed authority in the eyes of her son. That damage takes a long time to be undone. So then when we see when a mother does not carry out the wishes of the father in the home, what damage and disrespect that causes to authority. It's like when families go home and have roast preacher for dinner. They carry on about how they would do things differently and how he was wrong to say this and to do this, and they spent their days correcting or else pointing a finger at him and being critical of him. That child will grow someday and need to talk to that very preacher, and you may hurt any authority. And be not surprised that it's you that they turn on one day. Being critical of others, too critical of others always, can breed that spirit in our children. We must be careful of that. Rebekah's curse will come back around, and you will be the one hurting. Rebekah may have short-term got her wish, granted that Jacob would receive the blessing, but she would never see her son alive again. She would die while he sojourned in another land. There is an awful price to pay for disobedience. Many a parent who has not respected authority and taught their children to do the same has lived with that mistake. If children are not taught to respect authority, or they are taught to manipulate, you may be burying them before they bury you. Jacob would go on and reap what he sowed with Laban. And if not for God's hand of providence in years of chastening, he would never have beat that sin out of Jacob with his rod. And Jacob never would have learned his lesson. He truly lived with Rebekah's curse for most of his life. He said unto the end of his life, evil and few are the days of my youth, and that he had not attained the days of his fathers, which meant his age and things, but all the curses and all the things, all the deceit that he had done, that deceit was turned around in him, and his children did the same deceitful things to him in pretending to slay Joseph and selling him into slavery. He truly lived with Rebekah's curse. Our curses and things we do not repent of are passed down to our children. Cast it down before you pass it down to your children and are guilty of spreading Rebekah's curse.